Maddie Marshall writes a poem as a 9-year-old about some of the frustration that one experiences during a time of lockdown. She says, "I can see people queuing outside supermarkets, standing 2 meters apart. Food shelves were empty, like classrooms. Panic at the start, seeing family upon a screen, friends from the school you haven't seen. Listening to the sound of silence as still as the night. People all in the houses holding each other tight. The sound of people busily buying food. Families spending time together, lightening the mood." That's what goes through the mind of a little child during these days of great gloom. And we as the people of God, as we face this spiritual lockdown, Psalm 23 provides some specific encouragement for us as God's people. For Psalm 23 teaches that when we reflect on the many blessings the Lord gives in the lockdowns of our life, this drives us to the conclusion that the Lord, both as shepherd and host, will restore us to full communion to Himself. And so I'd like to put some spiritual grit in your mental eye and ask you the question, where is your focus when the lockdowns come in life? Where is your focus when the lockdowns come in your life? It was Byron who said about poetry that poetry not only captures the intensity of the moment, but poetry is the lava of the imagination that prevents an earthquake. And this piece of poetry in Psalm 23 captures some very deep emotional times, difficult times in the life of the psalmist. So what the psalmist does is he reflects and he looks at two images. He describes Jehovah as a shepherd, and then he describes him as a host. So two things rise out of this psalm, and then the third thing would be an application for you and I. First of all, as the shepherd, the Lord leads us into blessings. He leads us into blessings as the shepherd in verse 1 to verse 4. And then in verse number 5, as the host, he lends a helping hand of hospitality to us. So he's not only a shepherd, but he's also a host. And so David pictures the Lord through these two images, the image of the shepherd and the image of the host. Now look at the four blessings that the Lord leads us into as His people as we walk with Him. This psalm, of course, is not a funeral psalm. It tends to be read at funerals because of the mention of the valley of the shadows of death in verse number 4. But it's really a psalm about the present ministry of the Lord and how God serves His people and holds them up during times of difficulty. And so, as the shepherd, He leads us into four blessings. The first blessing that the Lord leads us into, He does as a shepherd. The shepherd leads his sheep. The shepherd looks after his sheep. And the shepherd blesses his sheep. And so this metaphor was a natural one for David, the shepherd king. This picture is also a common metaphor in the ancient Near East, as many kings compared themselves to shepherds in their leadership capacity. The prophecy of the coming Messiah incorporates this image as well, where Jesus in Isaiah 40 verse 11 is viewed as the shepherd. Jesus identifies himself as the good shepherd in John chapter 10 verse 14. Then in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20, he's also called the great shepherd. And in 1 Peter 5 as the chief shepherd. So as the shepherd, the writer says, the Lord, my shepherd. That's the way the text reads literally. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And then that beautiful verse in verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And so in these four verses, you have four blessings that our Lord the Shepherd leads us into. He leads us into nourishment. In verse 2, the first part of the verse says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He not only provides me with nourishment, he provides me with refreshment. In verse 2b and the first part of verse 3, he leads me beside still waters and he restores my soul. How do I nourish myself in the things of God? Well, I need to feed on the living word, the living bread. So the posture of my soul is important. 2 Peter 2 verse 2 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. The babes spoken of in verse 2 are not recent converts, but rather, a baby is a reference to receptivity of heart. Is my heart such that as a babe looks out for milk and receives that milk very willingly, do I have a receptive heart towards God and the things of God? And so the word nourishes me, the word refreshes me, and that's how the Lord provides these ministries for my soul. But then in verse 3b, the Lord not only provides me nourishment and refreshment, but also management. He guides me in verse 3b. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, for his own honor, for his own glory. He does that. He provides me with guidance, with management for my life. And then in verse 4, he provides me with armament because he's the one who protects me. Verse 4 talks about the rod and the staff, which were instruments of protection in the hand of the shepherd. And he uses those even though I walk, or even when I walk through the valley of deep darkness or the valley of the shadow, I will fear no evil. So he's not talking about death as such, but those death-like situations that bring fear into my heart. Well, I will fear no evil because he nourishes me. It's because of his nourishment, his refreshment, his management, and his armament that he's provided to protect me. So where's my focus? My focus needs to be on the Lord. You see, if God is in Gotham, then he's not Batman. If God is in Johannesburg, if God is in the midst of this lockdown in our land, then we need to understand that he's the one who can nourish us, refresh us, manage our lives, and protect our lives by the armament which he has. Not only is the Lord our shepherd, but the Lord is our host. And he provides us with gracious hospitality from a spiritual standpoint. Verse 5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. My lot in life is one of abundance because I am looking to you and to your hand. You see, when many of us fold up like deck chairs, those who look to the Lord for his provision for their life will experience his hospitality in their lives in the midst of the presence of their enemies. And that is why in verse number 6, that is why as believers we can commune with God. Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Maybe the psalmist here was separated from the tabernacle or the temple, But he, in a very real way, experienced God's gracious enabling in his life. And so two applications are very crucial for us. Firstly, we need to allow him to lead us without hesitation. He will lead us into nourishment, refreshment, into management of our lives, and to experiencing his armament, his protection of our lives. And secondly, let him serve you without trepidation. We don't have to fear his service thing of our lives and ministry in our lives over these days, no matter how dark and how dangerous they look. God bless you. Let us pray. Lord, as the great shepherd, as the chief shepherd of our souls, as the good shepherd of our lives, you can look after us in ways which we never could. You can be the guardian over our lives like none of the armed forces can in this land. So we commit our lives to you over these very dark and dangerous days as we face the onslaught of this pandemic that is sweeping across our land. May the nearness of God be our good. In Jesus' name, amen.